You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Who cried at drop-off? For some kids, they're already going back to school. Maybe it was this year. Maybe it was a different year. 877-591-9696. Was it your kid that cried?
Or
was it you that cried? And you can be honest with us. We want to know who's shedding tears over drop-off, because it's quite a moment when your kid goes to school.
Yeah, especially when you're so used to hanging out with them all day long, and then it's like, there they go, being little mini humans in the world.
That's right. So our boss, Molly, has a son going into kindergarten today.
Which is one of the most exciting things to ever happen.
And first off, kindergarten doesn't cost money like daycare does. So.
Exactly. And also, kindergarten is the start of your K through 12 educational period of life. You're going to learn so much, and you make all your friends.
Yeah. So, okay. So 877-591-9696. Call us and tell us who cried at drop off. You, the kid, both. So our boss, Molly, her now kindergartner, Roman, is on the phone. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Roman. Do you remember when we interviewed you at Lollapalooza?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to do it again. And this time it's about going back to school. How excited are you?
Very.
What are you most excited about? Is it making new friends?
So what'd you say?
Are you excited about the people? I heard you have a new friend.
Yeah.
What's your friend's name?
Russell.
How did you meet Russell?
We were playing at the Jackson's Park.
Oh, okay.
And me and Ruby made a friend with him.
Oh,
that's so sweet. You know, making friends is really cool. If you wanted to be my friend, how would you come and be my friend? What would you say?
I don't know.
Would you say, "Hi, I'm Roman. Do you want to be friends?" Or is that too straightforward?
Yeah.
Now, before you go into kindergarten, I wanted to ask you some preliminary assessment questions. For example, how much do you think a house costs?
$5?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yep. You know what? The best houses do cost $5. I agree.
How much money does your mommy, our boss, make?
Two.
Two? Okay, so your mommy has to work a lot to get a house, right?
Yeah, she's got to make payments on that.
Ooh, here's a question. How old do you think your daddy is?
42.
Okay. You knew that.
How old do you think your mommy is?
33.
How old do you think Carla is?
27.
Wow.
That's exactly right, Roman.
No, it's not. But that's a good guess.
Hey, Roman, what's the biggest word you know?
Onomatopoeia.
Whoa.
That's a really big word.
That is. That's very impressive. So, are you excited to learn all the new math?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you know 1 + 1?
2.
Very good.
Honestly, you're on your way to be a rock star in kindergarten. Yeah. In fact, you might have to go straight into first grade.
Well, one thing at a time. Well, listen, Roman, we wish you the best of success in kindergarten, and we hope that you have a wonderful school year, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is it okay if we call you after your first day of school and see how it went?
Yeah.
All perfect. Right. Well, have a great time, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Tomorrow.
We'll talk tomorrow.
All right. There you go. Our boss Molly's son, Roman, as he heads into kindergarten for his first day today.
See, how do you talk to your kids and they're that cute and you don't cry?
I know.
I know there are moms sobbing in the car right now.
Who cried at drop-off? That's our question. 877-591-9696. Ashley in Hammond, Indiana. Your daughter is a senior and you cried. Okay, so it's senior sunrise this morning. Who's crying? You're crying or she's crying?
I'm crying. Of course I'm crying. She isn't crying. Okay, I will be honest.
She's not crying because of you. She's crying because of she's got one more year with those friends.
Yeah, like she approached me and said, "Mom, I don't want to grow up," the other day, and started to get teary-eyed. And I said,
Don't do that to me.
How old is, 17 as a senior?
Her birthday, her 18th birthday is Sunday.
Oh, man.
And you know what? She's right. Growing up is a scary thing. And you think that you reach a certain age and you're all grown up. Mm-hmm. But the truth is you're always growing.
Don't do it.
And that the life is always changing. Oh, Ashley.
It's so hard. And I mean, I'm on the other spectrum. My youngest is going into first grade and she's definitely not going to cry about it at all. But this whole process of going from preschool to senior year is... You don't know what it feels like till you get there, and it's crazy.
Well, sending you love, Ashley. But you know what? It's a great thing to see your kids bloom.
Yes. Big hugs and congratulations to your daughter. Do you think she'll go off for college?
Oh, absolutely. She knows what she wants to do, and I am so excited because I didn't know what I wanted to do, and she's already on that path. I'm like, yes.
Good for her.
Ooh, Ashley, you thought you sobbed this morning. Wait till you drop her off at college.
Yeah. You're not ready for all that.
I don't want to think about it yet.
Yeah. You have a whole year. It's okay.
Well, wipe those tears, Ashley, and thank you for the call.
Miss you guys.
Miss you too. We're glad you're back.
Back in action.
Yeah.
Back in action. Yeah. All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
Bye. 877-591-9696. Who cried at drop-off? We want to hear from you. It's Morgan Carla Mornings on B96, the rhythm of Chicago. It's B96, Morgan Carla Mornings, and we want to know who cried at school drop-off at 877-591-9696. So back-to-school season is here. It's not back-to-school for everybody. I think CPS goes back Monday.
Yeah, but a lot of schools started last week. Some schools start a little bit closer to September, but we're in
Some schools start today on a random Wednesday.
We're in that era right now.
Yeah, so we want to know who cried at drop-off. You? The kid? Both? 877-591-9696. Jacob in Chicago. So the question is, who cried at drop-off? And in your case, it was your son. And this is real dramatic.
Yes, it was. Actually, this was, 13, 12 years ago. My son currently is now just turned 14 years old. But when he went to kindergarten, oh my goodness, it was dramatic. I didn't expect it. Bottom line, dressed him up real nice, you know, a little white dress shirt, dress slacks, his tie, you know, handsome young man, first day of school, everything was going great. Soon as we were there in line and time to separate, he just ran up to my leg and held on to my leg, and that's it. He goes, I ain't letting go.
Oh, no.
He was holding on for dear life. How long did it take for you to shake him off?
Actually, some teachers came over and, you know, they helped. He goes, we could help. He goes, okay, yeah. So they're prying his little arms, you know, his legs off my leg. And ultimately, yes, they were able to get him. And then that's when he went to Bruce Lee karate mode.
He started to fight the teachers?
He started kicking them and hitting them, like, you know, trying to get back. And trying to hold on to my leg, like, wow.
Oh, man.
And how long did this take?
He started crying. I started getting a little emotional myself, but held it together. And then ultimately, I talked to him, you know, calm him down. He was just afraid, obviously. He was afraid, new experience. And then he calmed down, and then he just started crying.
Poor kid.
Don't leave me.
So he's karate chopping these teachers. What happened on the second day of school? Was it just as bad?
Second day was similar. Less physical, but similar. But it took him about maybe 2-3 days for him to get it together. And, you know, slowly. He'll still cry, but then he got it together.
Okay, what is he now, senior?
He is actually entering high school.
He's entering high school. Okay, and does he still kick and scream when you drop him off?
Not at all.
Okay, he's got that figured
and now
out.
Now he's like, Dad, drop me off across the street.
Don't embarrass me.
Dad, really, you don't even have to drop me off. I can take the bus.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Well, thank you, Jacob.
Not at all. Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, so who cried at drop-off? 877-591-9696. Cassie's in Chicago. You just dropped your kids off 15 minutes ago.
Yes, I sure did. And I'm still kind of wiping the tears away, but I'm okay.
Oh, Cassie, where did you drop your kids off? Like, what grades are they in?
So my youngest just started kindergarten, so he's 5. And my oldest just started 3rd grade. He's 8. Okay. But
wow. So
it hit both the same, you know?
Yeah, so the 8-year-old, he knows the program at this point. He knows what's going on. So he's like, okay, cool, bye. How was it for the kindergartner?
Kindergarten was really excited just because he has big brother. They're going in the same school, so he's excited.
Okay.
But yeah. I can tell he was still a little tense, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's when you're a kid, unless you're in daycare, but a good portion of your life was spent in your house until you get to school.
Of course.
And now the weekdays.
Of course, so it's all new to him.
Yeah, you're going off into school and, you know, and as a parent, you're trusting these teachers.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest part. You know, you got to trust the teachers and you just always got to trust God and just keep going.
Wow. Oh, Cassie, you said that you're wiping your tears off. Did you let your kids see you cry or did you like wait until you were in the car to let it all go?
Oh, they know. They know. They're like, Mom's going to cry. And I'm like, oh, stop it. I'm like, you guys forever be my babies.
Oh. Whenever I see my mom about to cry, I'm always like, quiere llorar. Quiere llorar. Which means she wants to cry.
That's exactly the same thing. Okay, but you know, it's a really nice milestone, and I think you just cry of happiness and all the feelings you feel in the heart.
Well, let's turn this around. What else are your plans for the day? You got the day with no kids. Are we taking shots? What's going on?
No, I'm actually heading to work.
Ah, boring. You should have taken the day off and taken shots. Shots.
Not today.
All right. Well, enjoy the day.
Let's celebrate the weekend.
Do that. Enjoy the day today, and congrats on your kids going back to school.
You guys do too. God bless everyone.
All right, Cassie, have a great day. Let's see. Give us 3.5 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for Moog's Mega Minute, a chance to win $1,000 cash today.
Yes.
How about that?
No crying aloud if you don't win, though.
No. Don't cry if you don't win. You can cry happy tears if you do. And how about that for some back-to-school cash, right?
Yes, definitely needed.
Yep, your chance at $1,000 next on B96, The Rhythm of Chicago.